All Stargates lead to Rome. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
All right, hello. We have a lot to talk about. I know some of you are still getting in here. I'm just going to start talking because there is so much to go on. Let me start with some shitposting. It's time to shitpost at the start. So, guys, the results are in. They have done a study on the IQ of video game players. The IQ, and this was done by a professional psychology company. They did an intelligence test. They administered it to video game players, and then they found out. Then they rated the IQ of the video game players, and you could see who is the smartest and who the dumbest. So this is per video game. It's not like per country or whatever. Dead in the center, surprising to me, at 106 IQ, the average Genshin Impact player was dead, in the center of games surveyed. Then we're going to go down a little bit. Go down 2 points, 104 IQ. Tarkov. By the way, my Miami Hurricanes are playing. I'm doing a fire, so I did all the meetings during a game. That's how you guys should know this is super important to me because I am a degenerate about this stuff. So if you hear my TV, apologies, but I'm not going to turn the game off. The average IQ is about 100, 100.1 is the average IQ. So going below the average IQ, Grand Theft Auto 5 players, 96.8 IQ. Then going down, Sea of Thieves, Call of Duty, Warzone, or Modern Warfare 3, 95.3 IQ. Rocket League, 90.8 IQ, and the lowest IQ of any game surveyed here. Someone's called it. It's beyond Knox. FIFA. The average FIFA player scored 89.8 IQ of every player surveyed.
Makes sense because they pay $60 for the same game every year.
Yep. Now let's go to the top. So, number 5, at 114.5 IQ, Elden Ring, right above Dark Souls. That makes sense. Number 4, at 116, Counter-Strike players. Counter-Strike. I guess Counter-Strike is the shooter where you have to, think, so it's higher up there. Number 3, Baldur's Gate 3, 117.8. Number 2, Black Myth Wukong, which I haven't played yet, but it's pretty good, 119.8. And number 1, highest IQ video game players is League of Legends, 120.4. Way above Dota, by the way. So if any guys want to argue with me in Fleet, there you go. League of Legends, highest IQ players of all the games.
That's pretty toxic, which is on brand for League.
Yeah, that sounds about right. There you go. There's your survey. Yeah, Eve would be 100. Like, actually, the IQ would go so high, it'd be like one of those negative results. It would roll over. Little overflow. Be like Gandhi. By the way, someone who doesn't know about the Gandhi thing is going to be really confused by that. Like, did Asher just say Gandhi was a stupid person? Okay. I'm going to shout out our CSM victory. We killed it. Guys, this was an amazing job. I'm going to have Kaz talk about it for a little bit. We'll let him bloviate for a second here. Our turnout was incredible. It was huge. McDermott, I will do questions later. Elysium on Jabber's thing. We are building out at an incredible rate. I'm going to talk about a lot of people. There's been so much going on. I don't know if from the line member perspective, it's totally visible. So I'm going to talk about it on the fireside. From the leadership perspective, we have guys doing a ton of stuff. I imagine maybe from the line member perspective, it feels like it's going slow. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because I'm not a line member. All I do is I see our guys just going crazy, doing everything, which I'm going to talk about here. So, let me throw to Casimir. Let me let him talk about the CSM and our huge victory there. And then I'm going to start going through some of our building Rome stuff. So Kaz, you here, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everyone. I apologize. I couldn't make it last weekend. I heard that that Zintage's copy of this speech on last weekend's Fireside was just amazing. Incredibly tough act to follow, but I'm going to give it a shot. I was actually out of town on a side quest. One of my former D&D group from high school needed me to transport a pair of $16,000 playing cards to Seattle, so I was doing that. But while I was out, several of the director had some suggestions for a victory speech, which I will now read. The first is, "I won. I'm awesome. Thanks for realizing it, everyone." Another suggestion was, "LOL, horde turnout." And the next was, "If all of you would have voted just a bit harder, we wouldn't have had to see Kenneth for a year." PanFam's turnout was just tragic in the wake of one of their former CSM members and CSM 19 Canada getting himself iced from the CSM for some leak. They did not put together a serious ballot. They did not push turnout. Both of their candidates barely got on, one with significant help from fraternity. Meanwhile, we invested a ton of effort into our whole ballot. We made some trades. I was campaigning privately with other blocks and various people for months trying to get on. Not just our candidates, including Braves, who are actually friendly to us, but several other candidates who were on the ballot who were essentially neutral from LOSEC, but people that I thought would be valuable and who are crucially are a lot more like us in how they play the game than essentially not just elite PvPers, not small gangers, but people who are part of substantial alliances. They play the game in the same way we play them. They siege structures, they capture space, they drop capital. And in the end, out of the 10 people we had on our ballot, 8 of them ended up being on the CSM. So I could not be happier with that result. I want to thank everyone. Our turnout was, if not record-breaking, record-tying, I think, is what we determined. Very, very close number of total votes to the huge record that we set 3 years ago for CSM 16 during the middle of the Vietnam War. So yeah, really, just,
on a per capita scale, higher than ever, I think.
Yeah, just really great work by everyone listening to this and a few thousand more people who are not listening to this right now. So really huge thank you. We have big plans to keep campaigning CCP to actually revitalize NullSec and bring it to a state where we are actually happy and where there is some real competition to this game. Again, there's a lot going on there. Some of the new CSM will shortly be onboarded and 19 will take office. And I'm excited for the third year. I think that's it. So, yeah, thanks, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, and if you have Kazanier, when I open the Florida questions, you have questions for Kazanier, you can ahead and... Yes?
That was the thing I forgot. From now on, all your CSM questions go to Zinta Janaka.
There. Yeah.
Oof.
I think I just want to talk about this for a second. Sometimes we hear complaints from you guys like, hey, why don't our CSMs like tell us these things or talk about these things? And I think you've just seen why, right? Like, they have an NDA and we respect that. And you know, I thought when I became leader, I would get it read into like, you know, who shot JFK, have aliens visited Earth, and what are the CSM leaks? And unfortunately, none of those three things have happened. It is a good thing that we do not leak the CSM, and it lets CCP have trust in our advice, which is a more important than whatever short-term gain you can get out of, you know, gaming the system. So that's an important thing. And now you guys have seen the reason why we have our guys be very circumspect in what they say and how they say it. Okay. We have 6 wants me to talk about updated Citadel fits for our new home. If Sticks, you want to link that, you can go ahead and do that. I have
I'm
big
not
news.
Sure if we actually got that updated, but okay. It'll be well, ready then, for Corps later
okay,
this week.
Okay, yeah. So we'll talk about a couple of things here. So your corporations through Kremlin, by the way, if you are in Kremlin, please note, and for other meetings, meetings stay pegged to U.S. time zone. And so tomorrow, daylight savings time hits the U.S., which means that if your meeting was 1900, it's now 2000. If it was 1800, it's now 1900, et cetera, et cetera. I think Europe will change about a couple of days from now. So, a couple of weeks from now, I should say. So just be aware that we are changing an hour tomorrow.
We changed last week. You're always
okay. Nice. So we're catching up. I gotcha. I understand. Yeah, we would love to stop DST. We are all on board here with stopping daylight savings time. Okay, so for the line member, this is big news. Beehive will return November 9th, 2024. That is 1 week from now. We will be putting up Beehive. We have incredible plans for it. I know you guys are starved for it. I know it's been a long time. We are working very hard to get it to you, to get our system set up. We are building the roads to Rome. Beehive will be coming November 9th, 2024, and we're going to hit the ground running on that. Guys, we are going to be doing something big with Locust. I'm not ready to announce that, but it is going to be really cool, like a new grand opening for Locust as well. It's going to be like a lot of stuff is coming, so 1 week till Beehive goes up. You can run your Ishtars. You can run whatever you want to run right now. We are going to just keep it calling it Delve 911. We're not naming it East 911. I like keeping the name Delve 911. It makes me laugh. So we are going to keep that. Okay, I'm going to talk about Jez's Goon Swarm Economic Zones. We have multiple new Satoyos. We have production online. We have a new cluster of Jez's up. We have reactions to Taras, and we have a lot more coming. So there's been a lot of stuff that has been put down. Our goal is we want to start breaking the MER records that we had in Delve. We will not do it this month, but that is the goal with the new Jez's. Oh, no. All right, we didn't get a subject. Okay.
For Beehive, with a couple things if you need to take a football break.
Yeah. No, I just need to catch my breath. Go ahead. We almost lost the ball. Go ahead.
All right. So I just published a post that everybody's been waiting for. I don't know what a drum roll looks like in text, but if you want to drum on your desk or something, feel free. I'm going to drop this link now.
Most goons can tap on their head and it would make a nice echoey sound.
Upgrades for Tenerifus. We upgraded all of Tenerifus last night. Big shout out to Brodog, Ziopa, GB, Abinza, Styx. I think that's everybody. I'm sorry if I forgot you. I went to bed at 5 a.m. today. It's now 1 in the afternoon. But yeah, so we got all of Tenerifus upgraded. There's some notes on there that... did we goon rush the fucking Google Doc? Incredible.
Nice.
Some of the mining upgrades in there, they're in build right now. They'll get plugged in today, and then they'll be online tomorrow. So that is like the first big chunk of space done. And we'll be upgrading the B9E constellation and the constellation behind that for tomorrow. As far as some other like big structure things we've done this week, you saw a bunch of jump bridges light up. There will still be a lot more coming. We're just kind of working our way out from staging and trying to make the arteries, and then we fill in the veins later, if that makes sense. We've dropped a keep in DW TAC, which is in that constellation behind B9E. We also dropped one in 1P, which is going to be our new kind of like industry hub. So it's been a big week. It's going to be another big week this week.
I'm going to get to it more, but I want to shout out our GSAW guys, our recon guys. Sniper, are there a couple, like, you know, shitty GSAW guys that we want to shout out here? Like, there's been a lot of people helping. You got them? Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Largely people that are dumb enough to hang out in comms with me, get hit with the, hey, does this smell like 2 hours in a fleet in a freighter to you?
Yeah.
And then we end up moving a bunch of shit, so...
Guys, if you see a GSOLer, give them a sensual shoulder massage. They need it. They've been doing excellent work. Recon guys need it as well. Like, they've been running fleets, running sinos, scouting for us, all kinds of stuff. You guys so much, from me and from everyone else. You guys have been doing the yeoman's work, and it has been really nice. We're going to be expanding Beehive more into Chinese-Australian time zone, by the way. I wanted to talk about that. So we're going to have more coverage there. Beehive should definitely be just generally have more coverage than it did in Delve.
Quick note on the sheet. Make sure to read the comments column. So in the way that we're planning things, so the like fitment for the upgrades, so the power and the workforce, it's the same for all of the mining upgrades. And Trit happens to be the first one in the list, and we're lazy, so we just mark them as Trit. So if you look at the comments column, it will tell you what's actually there. So right now we have an Isogen upgrade, a Noxium upgrade, and a Zydrine upgrade plugged in.
All right. We've done a lot of upgrades. Something from Xopa, if you guys have put in a few contracts in ULX that may have timed out, just resubmit them. We just got a giant load dumped there. So we're ready to refill a ton of fuel at this point. So if you're ready, resubmit your contract.
Oh, let me fix the formula for the dotland links. Good call, whoever saw that.
Okay. PI is ready to go in UALX, and then I'm going to have Dynex. I'm going to have Dynex talk a little bit more about PI factory systems. Are you ready, Dynex?
I am ready. So I know I've been getting a lot of questions on factory systems. We liked what we had in, say, 4-0-TAC, etc. And I have good tidings for you. We are going to have locations to be announced, but we are going to have 2 in Catch, 2 in Impasse, 2 in Tenerifus, and get this, 4 in Amencia.
Wow!
If you ever wanted to ask, does the Alliance value PI, the answer is yes.
Clearly no.
Rude.
All right.
I have a quick comment, Asher.
Go ahead.
The UALX is already set up as a factory system, so if you want to set up in our stages, you can already do it there. But a post with system names will be coming this week.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so we got even more to talk about. But hang on. Can I get a touchdown here, baby? Let's go. Yeah? Nice. Touchdown. Okay. All right. Things are going well. Things are going well in the game. Things are going well in EVE Online. Speaking of your taxes, market tax holiday is live now in UALX. UALX market tax holiday is live. So if you were looking to relist a bunch of stuff, now is the time. Get yourself some money at the cost of the Alliance not getting some. We are happy to have you do that. So go ahead and do that. More to talk about. We will be crossing the 4TAC07 49U gap after the fireside. There will be a fleet immediately afterwards. So if you are still on the other side of the gap, time to move now. We will not be giving up these crossings, but these will start being once a week after this, guys. So you will not be stuck in Delve ever, but the pace of ops will go down as we are focusing on more and more our new home, and we will be moving towards that right now. But we will be having a move op immediately after the fireside. Okay, X up in chat if you have bash Pokos. X up in chat if you've been shooting Pokos.
Sheesh.
A lot of X's. God.
Did we lose Zasher?
I have returned. Okay. Thank you guys who've been bashing Pokos. Structures. Kremlin, we have already sent out a structure drop petition, basically, so your corp can request a place to drop structures. Those will be going out in the next few days, so we expect corps dropping structures very soon. All right. I want to shout out Corps Diplomatique. There have been a lot of Alliance diplomatic stuff happening, and they have done a ton of work. So there's been so many people that have been engaged, but CD has been one of them as well, and I want to shout out the CD guys. Thank you, Corps Diplomatique. You guys are awesome. All right, this is a kick in the rear. A lot of you guys did not make a control delve alt because you're like, I'll just use my whatever character. Well, now your whatever character is in UALX, but we still need control delve in delve, and that means that you guys need to make a control alt delve alt. This is a mandatory thing. It is easy to create one. It is an alpha. You do not need to pay for it. We need everyone to have a control alt delve alt in 1DQ. That is where it is supposed to be, in 1DQ. Right as of now, we're not making a fresh one for Tenerifus. We're just making one in Delve as of now. Control Delve, we need you guys. Like, we're going to start, you know, if we have to start, like, looking this up and referencing who has them and punishing your corp or making them pay a fine or something, we will do that. I don't want to do that, but this is something that needs to be done. I know it's a pain to get it done. I know it takes, you know, 10 minutes to get it set up. I know that there is, you know, some, you know, friction, but it just needs to be done. Okay. All right. I think I have hit everything on my list, which was quite substantial. If I miss something, I'll get to it, but I'm going to get something, Sniper.
Yeah, so the structure request list is going to open up later this week to alt corps as well. We'll ping it when that is open.
Yep, good call. Okay, questions. Throw them in Elysium, and I will try to answer them, or throw them to someone who can. Mordecai says, what plans are there for T2 material efficiency on the supercaps of Toyos? Someone other than me can answer that.
Kunmi's probably finding his mute button. There are not plans because it doesn't do much and it's not worth the quarter trillion isk rig.
Richard Demons asks, what teams are playing? It is University of Miami versus Duke University. I am a University of Miami alum and I root for University of Miami. PI Stream version 2, probably not soon. Baltic Fleet, not for a while. If we want to place a Fortizar, we need to only make a ticket. Black Flash, I don't know who we is. But your corp in Kremlin will have been instructed on how to do that.
Hitting some questions. Sapphire, yes, there will be a market module in 1P. Somebody asked about mercenary dens. We need to wait for the update to see final numbers. Those will not be something you can openly drop in Arsov.
Zohana says...
We're going to look at... provide stuff for the new ships. We're going to look at some way to do that, but it needs to be done by GSOL, because GSOL knows where we can spare the workforce for it without fucking up our upgrades, so those will not be something you can just drop. You can go drop them in Hostelsov.
Yeah, Zohana says, so we need to make a nice interception. All right, we're killing them now. So Hannes said something about we need to make a Ferox alt and put it in Delve. Basically, yeah, that is basically what Control Alt Delve is, and that's good.
Super Magnet asks, is there a thing for saving Rorks outside Beehive range, but in range of UALX? Yes, Delve 911 is back online now.
Will there be a market in each Goon region? Yes, there will be a market in each Goon region.
Someone asks, how do these mining updates work? Are 3 systems feasible for goons? No, they're not. That's just what we got done today. There will be plenty more.
How much are you looking forward to the MER? Greatly. Is there a timeline for more structures to appear in Impasse? Yeah, this week, Splendor. Kazanir, the mining output has been significantly reduced. Do you have any updates on CCP, pushing CCP to boost the amount in an OMS? I don't know if that's something he can talk about, but Kaz, can you feel that?
Certainly, we are not happy, and we have made that clear that this is that on net there's a huge nerf to mining output that is economically concerning, and we've made that clear to them all summer, really.
Thematic.
It's going to get even clearer to them because as of last Tuesday, now everyone is on to the new SOV. All the old ANOMs are gone, so they're going to get to see just how bad it is on the November MER.
I lost the Maddox in here. He had a question. Sorry, I've lost it. Where was it?
He asked when he can create his control alt delve alt. The best day is today. Monday
is fine. Yeah, he was asking if he can do it next couple of days. Yes, that is fine. Monday is fine. Thematic. Just get them done. Extreme Morphite shortage likely. I've seen some speculation on that. I don't know if the comment, but I think we'll see. Obviously, CCP is going to wait to see some of the, you know, the feedback here, but I think that they're going to need to buff some of this. Will I need to do PI anywhere, or will the special spot for it? So there'll be factory systems, but I believe we can do it essentially anywhere, if I remember correctly.
Yep. So we're working on getting, the Skyhooks are being prioritized for upgrading We'll also have, if there's systems where we just like don't need a system for upgrades, then it'll get a POCO. That stuff is a work in progress. The factory systems are mostly for people that like just want to buy PI and then turn it into better products and not actually do extraction themselves. So they're systems that have a high barren planet count and they're all set to the 1%. We're still going to have the same as before where the like first P4 factory planet in each system has a lower tax rate. We're working on that. The new Skyhook UI is garbage, so it's really hard to go through and do that. So GSOL's going to have to do a bunch of flying around and touching POCOs, which they love. Not with torpedoes. We do that to hostile ones, though.
Adibiatic says, how often will we do 4 Tanko 7 to UALX ops in the near future? So several times a week. Those are easier to run than the crossings, so that should be, we should have them up several times a week.
Yeah, I want to highlight this. I think Toaster mentioned, but if you are a Titan pilot and you have been helping with those ops in terms of bridging, especially freighters, that you can put up a fuel contract and you can get your million topes back or whatever you used. We have a huge stockpile of topes explicitly for that. Do not feel like you need to invest. You can help out with those fleet. We definitely welcome that, and that will lead to more fleets being run. I know some of the bigger corporations or squads have done that themselves, but if you're a Titan pilot, we'll take care of you. Put up a contract.
Cazador asks, should I continue to train Dreadalts with the characters I have subbed with the move? Yes, thank you for the softball, but Dreadalts are going to be very important, guys. Yeah, it really was doing it. We are setting up for a future in which some action happens. Unspecified action in the future, guys. There will be unspecified action happening. And when that unspecified action happens, specified dreads will be quite good. So what are the current preferred dread? It is the Rev Navy and the Zernitra are our current favored and preferred dreads. We also like the Phoenix and Phoenix Navy quite a bit. We like regular Revelations, and then everything else is a distant. Well, Moros is not so bad, but Naglfar is definitely last.
Quick note on Delve 911. We will not have the ability to have a beacon in every system, so if you are out mining, you need to have a Sino with you.
Anthony Mong says, when is Plex going on sale? We don't have that information, but I would be very surprised if it didn't happen this month.
I would guess there would be like a Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale.
Yeah, I'm almost certain we'll see it there. HM says there's already mail going out to some people. Omist War News, which side will win? We're not really taking sides in this one, so we'll see. You know, if the big boys try to put their thumb on the scale, we will consider what we'll do. But right now, we're just letting them fight it out and do what they want to do. Kaz, I saw that BR too. I thought that was a really good BR. I am maintaining strategic ambiguity, dictator, imperator. That's what we're maintaining strategic ambiguity and not making a public prediction. So there will not be Sino beacons in any system like it was in Delve. That is correct. Sino beacons are really hard to run and have some strategic downsides. So we will not have a Delve-like Sino beacon system. Unfortunately, that is a CCP thing. Do you recommend people buy Titans with these prices? This is a great question, Sven. So I don't necessarily recommend they buy them. I recommend that if your heart wants a Titan and you can afford one easily, yeah, get it. Get your favorite Titan. Remember, we don't like avatars, but we are also not telling you what to get. If an avatar speaks to you, get it. But if you are Titan, then you should get one. I would not be surprised if in 6 months they're cheaper, but I would make no wagers with CCP. So if you're like, when you joined, you know, the game and you said, oh, I want to be one of those big boys flying a Titan and you can now afford it, go ahead and buy one. We're not telling you not to. We do recommend a Levy, an Erebus, or a Ragnarok over an Avatar by quite a bit. That's a really strong recommendation, but it is not a must. If you're an Avatar, you are worth about 70% of what a regular Titan is worth.
Also, don't forget the prohibition of building avatars. Dr. Kumi, if you want to build an avatar, build an Otter Titan and get an avatar.
Yeah, if you want to build... you can go ahead, Kumi.
Yeah, we have a scheme. Like, you can buy an avatar, and you can even go to a Supercat builder and say, I want an avatar, but they're not actually going to build you an avatar. They're going to trade one behind the scenes and give you an avatar. So as a buyer, don't worry about it. We'll build a levy.
And you'll
but if you're a Supercat builder and you build an avatar, we've got a nice little alert that pops up in a certain Discord channel that tells us to yell at you for building a stupid avatar. I don't know if you guys saw the move-up video, the Titans flying through the gate. There was a couple of avatars.
The avatar move-up?
Yeah. Sven asks, Sven Machiavelli asks, Asher, is it just because we have so many avatars, or are they actually worse? A little column A, a little column B. The avatar isn't that much worse than the other ones. It's just that there are so many that it is really easy to spec tank you. If you like the big number, if you want to be high damage, the avatar will never ever get you there. If you want to be in the next Titan fight,
loves to give me shit about how his Wyvern has more EHP than my avatar, and I get mad at him because he's right.
Because it's true. Yeah.
Go look at the X-47 battle report, all the Titan last mills, and sort by damage, and you'll see why you don't want an avatar.
Yeah, like I said, if you want to click a Titan that we kill and look at the Z kill, and you want to be anywhere, like if you're in the avatar, you're going to have to click show more, because you do not get the big number. Your tank is not the big number. There is really nothing about avatars that are the big number at all.
And everybody should just get the best looking Titan, the level fire Titan anyway. So
yeah. If it sucks so much, why does everyone have them? They used to be the best one by far. Like, it used to be really the best one. So, but once again, guys, we're talking about something that doesn't really matter here. Like, you want to get an avatar, get it, whatever. We'll make it happen. But dreads is what does matter. Dreads are very important. Dreads are super important. Zernitra, Rev Navy, Phoenix Navy, Phoenix Revelation. Those are what I want to see being done. It's something that everyone can do. Anyone playing this game can work yourself into a dread. Not everyone can get a Titan. So work into those dreads. And then once Beehive goes back up and you're making big money, you can start doing that and get yourself in something other than an avatar.
Moab, that looks like a risky click.
Yeah, I am not clicking. I'm not clicking that link at all. What happened on the switch from the P&I to R&I? So we just hit P&I numbers that we're happy with Eagle Claw. The P&I is still the great hull. Well, we just want to put R&I at a priority to get more of them.
We're going to work on getting some other asset safety move-ups planned. So 2 weeks from today, so after the Fireside On pulls up a calendar, November 16th. We will have a move up from Ermelin. We'll make sure to have an opportunity for you guys to move freighters and shit towards, we'll be going through the regional for that. So we'll give you an opportunity to get your freighters over to Fort Taco so that then on the day of, you can get them up to Ermelin. We'll also have ones for Podion and some of the areas around here.
Hapib. Is that something we'll be able to do or no?
That's too far away.
It's too far.
Yeah,
okay.
It's too far away.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Basically, get high value stuff, and we're gonna jump freighting it, or try to sell it.
Captain Alexis says, "How long will it take by GSOL to install ratting upgrades in M&C?" So it's already half installed. Like the half that's the western half is already done, the rest of it I think will be as time. Yeah.
So every system, I think we're up to almost every system in M&C now. Every system in Ketch has a major one. Most systems in M&C have a major one. And that's the new like baseline ratting upgrade. You get a couple hubs, you can run two Ishtars in a system with a major one, and things are going to go up from there.
Yeah, we're
working through it. It's a GSOL lot of time is to configure going, everything. Yes.
These take a long time. They're big to move. They're a pain. GSOL is going crazy. They're doing a ton of stuff, so I don't want to say it'll get done when it'll get done, but they're trying their best to get it done as fast as possible. We expect a lot more stuff this week. We don't expect to complete it this week, but we're definitely going to have more installed this week.
The goal is to have Impass fully upgraded by the time that Beehive goes live next Saturday. So the biggest thing that you can do to make sure that happens is keep murking the shit out of neutral Pokos so that we can drop Skyhooks. I just talked about catch, minor ones everywhere, except for the EX6 and 4 Tacko constellation. We just flipped those iHubs and haven't upgraded them yet. But we will.
All right, guys, I'm going to say thank you all for coming. Excellent job. Any word about conquest, Asher? That sounds like future unspecified action right now. So future unspecified action. Thank you all for coming. The game conquest, I don't know anything about that. Appreciate it for the good luck on the football. My team's going to win. Appreciate y'all for showing up. We have a lot of people here, a lot of activity. Thanks again to everyone putting in a ton of work. Ton of work being done. Appreciate everyone who's been doing that. Pokos, G-Sol, Recon, all the people I mentioned. Thank you so much for the work you're putting in. And I will see you guys next week. Please clap and have a great week.
We'll have a fleet going up in a minute to cover the move-op, and the move-op fleet will be going up as well. Check your pings.
Very soon.